and Byron.
Get cash back every time you shop. Cashrewards.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
What about last night? Huge show, finally wrapped up after, you know, some real challenges along the way, but they got there in the end. They did a great job. It was The Masked Singer, and unveiled at the end as the winner. We know her from Neighbours, a great singer as well, Bonnie Anderson.
Come on!
So Osha said that, but then he's actually had another go in case you missed it.
It's Star of Neighbours, it's Bonnie Anderson!
He just thought Uzi put in the...
He's still talking! He's still going!
He thought he just in case no one knew who it was. The Star of Neighbours!
Well done,
Osha.
And we welcome Husey, obviously part of the family here at the Fox, and was a big part of last night's show.
Yeah, no. Well, of course everyone knows Bonnie. She's a Star of Neighbours.
Yes.
She's the Star of Neighbours and a really good singer, and her ability to sing like Jess Melboy is incredible.
So, wow, yeah.
She was trending last night, Jess Melboy, because everyone thought it was her, but... As we said on our show about 8 weeks ago when the show started, it was Bonnie Anderson from the very start.
Yeah, but how did you know? I mean, did Leon know? I mean, who knew? Who actually knew in there?
We all knew. That even she said, we had her early on today, Husey, and she goes, everyone knew it was me. It was hard to keep it a secret.
Sure. That makes it hard for Husey to defend when even the actual person is saying that.
Can I tell you, the next series, hopefully, we get it in the can before it goes to air. That's going to make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
You get the series in the can so that you don't have all these people telling you who's behind the mask.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I prefer not knowing. You know, not knowing is what you want. Just you don't want to know.
Quickly, Husey, with some of the announcements, obviously, like, you had a great cast. It was fantastic cast. But
yeah.
Some people argued that perhaps a couple of the celebrities... you know, needed maybe a little bit of a reset, or, you know, just to say their name without any other context, who? You know what I mean? So our show had an idea, right?
Yeah, good.
We're
always up for ideas. You know what I did just before?
Yes.
I got the centimetres off the clues, so no centimetre heights. So.
Good. Yeah, you love that one,
good,
didn't you?
Yeah, good
that
initiative.
Right.
Yeah.
Before the show started, Husey, did everyone have to say to you guys on the panel, Ursula, is that what he said? Just so people knew who that was.
Okay.
Now, Ursula's done a great job, anyway. And she's made. She sells more tickets.
Oh, she was brilliant. She was good.
She sells a lot of tickets.
Say you unveil Michael Bevan. Was done early on. We just thought maybe Osha could give a bit more detail as the mask comes off so people are all on the same page. So have a listen to this.
Yeah, look, I think he's handsome, whether with hair or without hair. Look, Ed Cavalier, I'm going to give him some credit as well. He reckons that on the screen behind the singer when they get unveiled should be their highlights. So for Michael Bevan, it should be, you know, the four he hit to beat the West Indies back in the I think, late 80s.
Great
so,
idea. Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
put
a good
it up
idea.
On the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a good idea, but when you get people like, I'm just saying this name because it's the first one that comes to my mind, Katie Noonan, what are you going to put up?
No, her song Breathe
In
Now.
But that's not fair. That's not fair with the highlights because Michael Bevan will have lots of them. That's just going to be the same problem.
Come on. Katie Noonan, her song Breathe In Now from the band George is one of my favourite songs. So, you know.
And was their only song?
He's reached the peak there, mate.
He's a guest
he's
on our
reached
show.
The peak also.
No, he's
she's
part
an opera
of the show
singer.
Now. I can see
she's
him on
an
Zoom.
Opera singer.
She's outstanding. Thank you, Husey.
Yeah, they're all outstanding.
He's going to hang around. Husey is here.
Don't we have another one, Byron? Do we have another one?
Oh, I'll look it up after the traffic. We do have a few others, actually.
One,
yeah, no, we do have
best.
A few others. We'll get to them after this.
I love the talk, mate.
We want to
get it out there.
We want to talk the small things from life that you're missing in lockdown.
Something happened to me yesterday.
Yes.
A small thing which occurred yesterday, which was amazing, honestly.
We'll get to it shortly.
101.9 The Fox.
Yeah. Fifi, Fev and Byron, Husey hanging out with us this morning. Fife is away. We forge on at 19 minutes past 8. We'll probably get some calls on this one, guys. 131060 is our number for a little something that we call...
What's the small things you miss doing 'cause of COVID? Has been sh- go to the-
Now, usually, often I have a, I do, every morning I have a shower, and it's called my think tank. That's the only time I think. I go in there, and all these ideas come in my head. And
how long are you in there for, man? What are we talking?
I'm in there for
half a.
Jeez.
Yeah, 20 to half hour usually for a shower.
That's a long shower.
Yeah, I sit on the floor, and I just procrastinate.
Sit on the floor of the shower every morning.
I just sit there, man, and I just chill. I brush my teeth.
The vision of that would be, are you okay day, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
like, is he okay?
It's distressing. It's you all right?
I brush my teeth. I wash, I soap.
Need a chair in there, man. Get a chair in there.
No. I've done that before. When you're hungover, you put a chair in there. You're in there for an hour. It's the best. Now, this is the point of the story.
Conserve water, everyone.
So yesterday, we're right.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of rain.
There's a lot of rain.
That's the least of our problems. No drought. That's good. Let's celebrate no drought.
Mate, usually I should be working with you more often. That is the least of our problems, Byron. Now, yesterday, well, lucky enough, because the restrictions sort of eased in this COVID situation, and we took our little girl who doesn't know anything other than COVID, lockdown, has not been outside, hasn't seen other people, always wanted to go back to the park, because before this, she was going to the park, loved it. She was on the swing for half an hour yesterday. Absolutely, it was just a little thing. Just a little thing,
mate,
that she wanted to do. And I was thinking, what do I want to do?
Just quickly on the swing, took my children as well to the park yesterday. We had an early mark from homeschooling, said, don't worry about the afternoon classes, we're going to the park. And three kids, back to the old days, mate, they're running around, they're the playground, and I'm on my iPhone. You know, that
that's
was just,
great, yeah,
was
yeah,
just
that's
back
great.
To the old days.
And I wasn't worried at all because we were the same with Toby and the 15,000 other people that were at the park.
Exactly.
It was fine.
Wash your hands when you get home or we'll get on with it.
That's what we did straight away. But I was thinking, like, the little things that I miss is, like, just going to the pub and having one beer at the – just sitting at the bar and having a cold one off the wood. I even miss going to, like, a time zone, like going and play all those games with the kids. Tin pin bowling. Like, are these ever going to happen again? It's just little things.
No, they are, mate. We've got to get out there. It's got to happen. I mean, I'm missing
haircuts.
A haircut.
Look at you.
Mate, I looked at myself last night on the TV and I thought, I'm not looking optimum, you know? people have been complimenting my look over the series, but last night after the 2 weeks in lockdown, I got not one compliment on how I looked, which is, you know, back to the old days for me. So,
how many compliments do you get, though, when you're on TV?
Mate, I've had a few at the start of this series. You know who I had? I was having Osha's makeup artist, Carla, and she's a genius.
Well, she's done a good job on him.
Absolutely. And she's doing me as well.
Yeah, unbelievable.
She wasn't there last night. So she was quarantined.
She's in lockdown.
Now, look, give us a call. The small things that you miss, you know, so when this eventually does get lifted properly, what's the first thing you do? Well, I actually, this...
Gym?
Gym for sure. People who want to go to the gym have been deprived for like 6 months. Yeah. So that's an obvious one.
You've got a bit of a pop belly at
but
the
I
moment.
Reckon, no, that, I don't. No, that's just the lighting in the studio. I reckon overpriced cocktails. I'm actually looking forward to paying $45 for a cocktail just so that I can.
Good
you know what I mean?
See, perfect.
You know what else I'm missing with the masks? I'm missing being recognised as I walk down the street. You know? it's just killing me.
101.9 The Fox.
Fee away this morning. Husey is hanging out with us after the success of The Masked Singer last night. And our number is 131060.
What's the small things you miss doing 'cause of COVID? This has been sh**. Go to the club, maybe the pub, get a palmer, I'm sick of my home.
Okay, so that's fairly aggressive, but that's how we all feel, guys.
We do.
1060.
Yeah, we've got Vanessa from...
Yeah. So you'd love to be able to sit in Macca's. Wouldn't you just sit inside Macca's?
just sit anywhere. This photo could be anything, Husey. I just want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And Byron said he wanted to have a beautiful cocktail that cost him about $4,000 and he'd be happy to pay
for
it.
Happy, just to overpay, just so I could say I'm having one and I'm out.
You can't even use cash anymore, can you? I've got, you know,
you've got heaps of it stashed.
Now you can't use it. It's like,
what are you going to do with all that cash?
No, we'll get there, but...
We've got Vanessa from Bulleen. Good morning, Ness.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Great.
We're good. What are you missing?
I miss getting my mono wax.
Yeah.
Oh,
the monobrow.
Yeah.
The monobrow.
Yes.
It's just one big clump of hair.
Oh, there God.
Do you shave it or not?
I don't know where to go with this.
Can you do you do the shaving yourself now? What are you doing?
Oh, no, wax.
Can't you just get some wax, like at one of those, like, Nair? Like a Nair?
No, I like mine sculptured.
That's an art form. You can't just do that at home on your own. That's
that's
very difficult. There we go.
I've tried it before and I've taken off one eyebrow completely.
Ow.
Is there a chance the monobrow will become fashionable? I mean, why not? We know the big brows are becoming... I think it could happen, couldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Let's hope not.
I'm not for a big brow.
Well, no. We obviously feel for all the beauty-based businesses. We're hearing October 26 could be when they come back.
Come on!
But, you know, hopefully that's we can bring that forward. It's been rough for people who are running those businesses, the people who want their services. It's tough. 13 10 60. Is Susie angry? Yeah, you would be.
No, I'm not. We're doing.
We've got another one here, guys. Rocky in Melton is on the line.
Rocky, what are you missing, bro?
G'day, guys. Mate, I'm missing just to get out, have a few beers, just relax, mingle with some people, have some good food, get down to Max Hotel in Melton.
Max's. What a pub that is. Just froth on with a Palmer Husey. Bang.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in there with my zero beers. I'll be amongst it, you know.
More than welcome.
There we go.
Good on you, mate. Melton South bloke.
Panthers. They might have a bit of a session.
We had a
there.
Few sessions there in the Max.
God, there was. Just think about the lack of local footy this year. Anyway.
Think about all the players that haven't got the cashies after the game.
That's the real tragedy. Anyway, Husey, we'll let you go, mate.
All right, keep doing your good work.
Thank you, Husey.
Yeah, we'll be thanks, Dave.
To him for the drive home with Ed the Savo on the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
I tell you what, Fev, even without Fief on board today, great to get mates of the show and check in, obviously with all of us in ISO here in Melbourne. One of them is one of our favourite comics right now. He's on the line. Dave O'Neill is there, mate.
Hey.
G'day, Dave.
G'day, Fev. G'day. You're lucky to have me. I've been working as a security guard in the city at a hotel.
You've been busy all night, have you?
mate, I don't know what it is, Fev. Women love a man in uniform. What can I say?
And they love a man that's busy, mate. You've not just got one podcast. You've got about 15 podcasts. You're flying at the moment, mate.
Well, they pay so much money. That's why I do podcasts. It's a joke. It's a joke, everyone. They don't. No, I've been doing a lot of Zoom gigs with Husey. It's a Zoom boom. It's a Zoom boom, we say.
It is. And how good is it, though? It's so good. Just jump in a Zoom at home and you can do a gig and get paid for it.
I know. But it's annoying. And you know what really annoys is when people have a virtual background. There was a guy the other day who had a beautiful tropical beach. And I go, where are you in Port Douglas? He goes, no, I'm in Dandenong. Right. I'm like, well, put a photo of the mall up. Don't put a photo of...
Put the Dandenong market and the donut van out the front.
Oh, yes, the market, yes.
Now, but mate...
go on.
One of your podcasts, The Junkies, you do with Kitty Flanagan. And when we had Kitty on, I got really passionate about this because I love it. I love that you're comparing foods and we're talking about chips. Yes. And the latest episode is Smarties and M&M's. Ooh. Now, M&M's are a clear winner. Smarties don't even come into it. Smarties are in a lolly bag that, you know, when you go to a kid's party and there's 50,000 kids because they're the cheapest.
Well, no. Well, Smarties are Australian. I hadn't had a Smartie for years, and Smarties are pretty good. I was surprised. I was really surprised, actually.
It tastes like that chocolate that you leave in the fruit cupboard for like a year, then you go back and eat it, and you go, oh, yeah, that's a Smartie. You can't go past an M&M.
Oh, yeah, M&M's are good. I like the peanut ones, but you know what? When you get a bad one, oh, it's terrible. Okay. You know when you get a bad M&M, peanut M&M. It was like when I used to get hot chips every day and they'd fall on the seat and occasionally I would get yesterday's chip. It was the worst thing ever. It was like going to bed with Kylie and waking up next to Kyle. It was,
wow. That would be a rude awakening. Dave.
That's a good one. I'm going to use that.
You've got the three different podcasts. So, you know, you've got The Debrief, you've got Somehow Related, but then you've got The Junkies. And I bet that's the one that gets more people talking on the street. Like, what are some of the more sort of vigorous debates you've had on that podcast that really got people fired up?
Oh, dark chocolate's a big one because Kitty Flanagan describes dark chocolate as a punish.
It's awful.
Yeah, yeah. Caramilk. You know the new Caramilk, which is like a white sugar with caramel in it? That gets people really fired up. And yeah, we've got a Facebook group and people just lose their minds over it. Well, I did a gig for, I did a Zoom gig for Smith's Chips and they gave me all these chips. I'm sitting amongst my chips at the moment. And he said they've never had a bigger month. You know, so they've sold so many chips. It's incredible.
Oh, what's your number one? What's your go-to chip?
I love salt and vinegar. Smith's salt vinegar.
Yeah. Can't go past salt and vinegar.
I love it. I just had some for breakfast. I've got so many here.
Dave O'Neill is living Fev's dream, it's fair to say.
He actually is.
Unbelievable. So obviously, the three podcasts we want to get around, The Debrief, Somehow Related, and The Junkies. And yet we've spent no time talking about the other two. Again, we've just focused on The Junkies.
I know. People love junk food. What can I say? And Kitty Flanagan, she's not fat. I'm fat. I don't know what she how she does it. It's incredible.
She might exercise, Dave. I reckon that's where we go wrong. We eat, we sit down, and we sleep, and then we get up and eat again.
Well, you know, Fev, because of these restrictions, I mean, I can't go to the gym. I can't get waxed. Massage parlors are closed. my whole week's blown.
Melbourne's 101.9. The Fox.
So many ways to win cash from Fifi, Fev and Byron. Your next chance, 10 grand when we play Alpha Bucks at 8 a.m.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
Much needed cash, which is helping so many people. And right now, our singing tradies of Melbourne are singing it out for a great prize, a $250 Urban Alley voucher, urbanalley.com.au, Australian-made Urban Alley hand sanitizer, and I do the craft beer as well.
Yeah, the craft beer is amazing. I feel like we're a bit of an ATM at the moment. We've got that many cash prizes going. We've got Derek from Kilmore. He's a chippy, and you're going to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Julie Garland.
Okay, so this is an interesting song choice from you, Derek.
A beauty.
Why did you choose this one?
Oh, just... wakes me up every morning, you know, gets the vibes going.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful song, isn't it?
It's really slow and beautiful.
Just a chippy singing a bit of Judy Garland.
It just really gets you, like, in the heart. Come on, Derek, take us to a place near a rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard overnight in a lullaby.
Oh, brilliant. Well done.
He's wearing him up.
It was a radical song choice, and at times he didn't hit the notes, but, you know, the passion was there.
That's all right.
We'll go to our second contestant, Fev.
Shawnee from Craigieburn, a scaffolder. Here we go, back on track with a bit of Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone. It's a strange segue, isn't it, from Judy Garland to George Thorogood?
Take it away, Shawnee.
Sorry. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I'm through. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Well done, Shawnee.
Well done. Oh, this has been quite an addition.
Now, Byron, we do have the great Scotty Cam, who is the biggest tradie of them all, waiting on the line. And I think he's listening to them, so there's no pressure. Glenn from Lavington, what are you, an asphalt mixer? You're going to sing Proud Mary.
Oh,
Proud Mary.
What a tune.
Rolling on. Now, Scotty Cam's listening, mate, so take it away. Do the tradies proud.
All right. Well, left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, yeah, worrying about the things which might have been. I said, the big wheels keep on turning.
Hey.
Proud Mary, keep on burning. I said, rolling on the river.
Derek and Kilmore, thanks for playing. Sean and Craigieburn, get off the line because, Glenn, you've won!
Hey, get on your pulley!
Outstanding.
$250 Urban Alley voucher. Woohoo! That got me up and about.
Well played, Glenn. Yeah, no, and I do believe Scotty Cam was listening, obviously from the block, which is back tonight. Scotty Cam, so you're famous now, Glenn.
Oh, thank you very much, Byron.
Well played. There we go. What a great bloke.
See how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au.